Today's daf is daf nun. So the Gemara in the very last line of Mem Tesem Beis says Itmar, the last few words on the page, Itmar, Arev diksuva divriako lo mishtabe. So we were talking a little bit yesterday about Arev and a kablam. So an Arev for ksuba, everybody agrees that he's not mishtabe. The cosigner of the ksuba that he says he's going to back up the husband if they get divorced or if she gets widowed, that he's willing to pay back the ksuba to her, he's not really mishtabe himself. He's simply there, and the Gemara explained why that is, he's simply there to help get the marriage to go through and perform the mitzvah, but he's not really interested in paying back to the wife if she needs the ksuba. Everyone agrees to that point. Rashi has this line here, but it's a little unclear what Rashi means, so we're not going to read Rashi at this point. But then going to the top of Nun, Amun Aleph, a kablan de balchov divriako mishtabe. A kablan of a balchov, now, we said yesterday, a person who took upon himself his kablas, his chayvas, he took upon himself to pay back the bank, let's say. So everyone agrees he is mishtabe. So here Rashi says on the top of Nun, kablan de balchov, tarte lechiyuvika. There's two reasons why he's chayv. Chad de kablan, who he took upon himself, it is chayvas, he says, I'm willing to take upon myself money to pay back the bank, and he's losing some money here. Who's losing money? Well, the kablan's not really losing money. Who's losing money here? So the balchov, from the balchov's perspective, the bank, he gave up money, so he was really relying on that kablan to pay back the money. He only did it because he knew he'd get back the money because there's a cosigner there. So from those perspectives, both from the kablan who took upon himself to pay back, and the bank who was relying on the kablan, for that reason, when it comes to the baal chov, so therefore it's really, everyone agrees he's mishtabit himself, as opposed to the case of the ksuba, where she wasn't losing anything. The wife who gets the ksuba down the line, and if she's widowed or she gets divorced, she didn't lose any money now. She wasn't only relying on that cosigner there. It was just the cosigner's backing up to make sure the mitzvah, the nisuin goes through, but there's really no dependence there at all. So that's why everyone agrees that a Arev is not going to be mishtabed by a ksuba. So the question becomes, the Gemara says, Arev de balchov a kablan de ksuba. Now we're switching. We mentioned an Arev of a ksuba is not mishtabed, but what about an Arev of a balchov? In which case the balchov would only give the money to the guy had someone been backing him up. So the bank was relying on the Arev. Remember, there's a difference between an Arev and a kablan. And what about a kablan on a ksuba? Kablan's the guy who puts more into it. He's accepting it more. He's more of a schaivus than a balchov. So there, even though the wife was not really, the isha not really relying on this cosigner, she doesn't really care about that payment as much, but still the kablan put himself more into it. So what's halacha in those cases? So the Gemara says, let's plead. That's a machlokas. Ikal mandamar afagab de lesle nichse lelova mishtabe. Some say that the cosigners, even though the love, the one borrowing, had no money, he was still willing to put himself, the kablan was willing to put himself on the line and accept payment. So the guy's buying a new house, but he has no money at all. The bank's only going to give him the house, give him the mortgage, if someone backs him up. So kablan says, I'll back him up. Even though I know he has no money right now, that lova, I'm willing to back him up. So some say a kablan, in any case, when you're a kablan, which again is more, it's a stronger case than an arev, a kablan's always willing to pay back the money. So even in a case of a ksuba, if a kablan accepts upon himself to pay the wife, he has to pay the wife. But there's ikal mandamar, there's the other opinion that says, I isle mishabed, I lesle lo mishabed. The kablan's only willing to take upon himself to pay back the money if the lova himself has money himself. I don't really think he's going to pay the money back. I think he will pay the money back, but I'll back him up just in case. But the lova currently has no money, then the kablan's not really willing to take upon himself this shibud.
Wouldn't it then make him an arev instead of a kablan? I think the definition of a kablan is that he pays even though the arev does, even though the other guy has money.
I thought we said yesterday a kablan was a different case where he accepted the actual object and then returned it back.
I don't think that's the case here.
No?
It doesn't seem like it. According to what Rav Arzkel says,
uh-huh.
There's a shasa atzmo kavlan alacho vechayav et atzmo pikach leshalem gam im efshar likvot mehalove shelo kemo arev ragil beze hera shekavanato leitchayev velo rak leashpia al hamalve lealvot kesef lalove. Doesn't say that he's giving the money now. I think yesterday the case was like that.
Right. It sounds like here also it's not really being mechalik between a kablan and a. And Arev, we're just kind of trying to understand the psychology here, what's exactly going on. Whenever there's a cosigner, is he really just simply being there so the bank will give him the money, but he doesn't really expect to pay the money? Most cases, in Arev, it's just backing up to give strength to the loan, and they don't really expect to pay the money at all. Sometimes it's really the kavlan says, I know he's not going to pay the money, but I want the guy to get the house, so I'm willing to pay the money up for him. That's really the debate in each of these cases. So it depends on, again, how much the bank was relying on the guy to pay back the money, how much the bank really needed such a cosigner, and how much the cosigner was really, really willing to give up money on his own. So kavlan and arif are really the same thing, but kavlan just a little step further where he's putting more in. He's showing he's willing to give up more money than that of an arif. But you have to really define these things a little bit better. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, what's the bottom line here? Hilchasa the kula, what's the halacha with all them? Afa gav de lesle mishabit. Even though that the lova has no money now, the arif is willing to back him up. He's mishabit himself. He has to pay back the money if the lova defaults. Bar, with the exception of mi arif de ksuba, the only exception is a cosigner in a ksuba. He's the one situation, that's the one situation where the cosigner does not have to pay the money back if the husband doesn't have money right now. Why? The avagav de isla, even though he has money, lo mishabit, the guy really was never interested in paying back the ksuba. Even if the lova has right now the money, why? My taima. Mitzvah hu David v'lo midi chasri. So from the perspective of the arev, all he wanted to do was make sure they got married. So he gave the guarantee to the wife, guarantee to the wife's family. So the mitzvah happened. And from the perspective of the wife, she wasn't losing any money. It wasn't like a bank was lending out money that they needed a guarantee. She didn't really need a guarantee. So therefore, from both perspectives, the perspective of the kavlan and from the perspective of the isha, there's no one really in the game so much here, and therefore there's no shibud. All the other situations, either the bank's losing money and they're relying on the arif, or the arif made some type of commitment that he's willing to show the money up, put the money up. In those situations, since there was some level of shibud, the kavlan would have to pay the money. The exception again is the arev for the ksuba. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Ravina Tashma. We're going back now to a conversation we had about Marzutra. Marzutra said that you're not allowed to collect, you could only collect from the Yisomim from Ziboris. Right? So he said that's only talking about an almana. When the husband dies, the Yisomim are now orphans, you can only collect from Ziboris, but if they were to get divorced and the husband's still alive, then you don't collect from the Ziboris, you could even collect from the Beinonis. That was the distinction Marzutra made. So it comes along, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Tashma, may kara initially, the takintan yoser mimashi ish rota lisa, ish rota lihinase. So initially, the reason for the takana was, more so than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. So therefore, what was that trying to explain to us?
Why she doesn't get Zibaris,
right? So therefore, visaka daitach miyasme. So if it's because of the Yisomim, Hai Mishim Diyasmehu, it should be because of the Yisomim. Right, again, according to Marzutra, the Svar is because Yisomim. But if they're divorced, they're not Yisomim anymore, so the Svar they should have given him, but you don't collect anything more than a Ziboris from Yisomim. The fact they gave the Svar of more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married, that tells us nothing to do with Yisomim at all. It has to do with every situation of a marriage, whether it ends in a death or it ends in a divorce. Either way, they only collect from Ziboris. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta de Marzutra. Tiyufta sounds like there is no distinction why she's collecting the ksuba, whether it's because her husband dies or she gets divorced. Either way, she always gets Ziboris across the board.
All right.
Okay, two dots. The Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, Breder of Nachman. Marzutra, who's the son of Rav Nachman, quotes in the name of Mishmeder of Nachman in the name of his father. What do you say? Ishtarchov hayotze al hayesomim, apa pisha kasabo shvach, eno gova elamini ziboris. Ishtarchov comes and says, your father owed us money, and he actually wrote in the shtar that we collect on the shvach from the edis, the properties. Even if it says the shvach, you only collect from ziboris. You don't collect anything greater, any quality greater than the ziboris, even though it says shvach. So Amar Abaye says, Teda, bring a proof to you. The balchov dine bibenonis. Normally a balchov collects from the bainus. When the bank collects the money from a guy who didn't pay the loan, he collects from the middle level property. However, when it comes from miyasme, he collects only from the ziboris. So we see we drop it down from the yisomim. So too, a sharchov, even though the sharchov says I'm collecting from the edis, you also drop to the ziboris. Again, normal cases, if it doesn't specify which property, normal cases, a balchov collects from the bainus. But when the yisomim are the ones who are being collected from, it always drops to the ziboris. So it doesn't make a difference. Even though the shtar says it aids us now, still it always drops down to Ziboris. Anytime you collect from Yisomim, it always goes to Ziboris. Again, regardless if it starts off as Beinonis or if it starts off as an Edith, it always drops down to Ziboris. That's the Raya Abaye brings for Rav Nachman's position. So Amalei Rava says and challenges Abaye, Hachi Hashi, let's understand this for a second. Balchov dinei midiraisa biziboris. Mikra, on a deraisa level, a balchov collects some ziboris. Why? Kedeula, Damar Ula, Davar Torah brings an interesting raya here. Balchov Biziboris. How do you know that on a deraisa level, a bank could only collect from the worst of the land? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bechutz Tamod v'ha'ish v'gomer. What's the pasuk? Bechutz Tamod, Bechutz, the man, the Balchov, the bank standing outside, wants to collect the money back. They want to collect on the loan. V'ish asher atano shebo yotzei lecha, and the guy inside, who the loav is standing inside and goes outside. It's ha'avod hachutz, gives you the collateral. So, what's the drasha? So Ula explains, ma darchel shel ish lahotzi pachos shebekelim. When he takes out the money, the collateral rather, to give to the bank, what's he going to take out? He's going to take his worst quality that he's not going to need. He's going to take the pans that are in the back of his pantry that he never uses. That will be the collateral. So he says, So too, when it comes to paying back the land, you'll take the pachos shebek bekarka, the worst of the land. So on a deraisa level, based on this pasuk, you always give the worst of the kalim, the worst of the property, the ziboris. That's a deraisa level. Umatam. So now, what's the reason? Amru balcho v'beinus. So what was the reason why the chachamim instituted to collect from the beinus? If the Torah really says to collect from the ziboris, so the Gemara explains. Ula explains. Kidei shelo tinol delas b'fnei lofen. In order not to close the doors from the people who need to borrow. If I know as a bank I'm going to get the worst land in return, I'm not going to lend money out. I want a better land. So therefore they raise it up a level to collecting beinus. So that's again on a deraisa level you collect ziboris, midirbanan you collect beinus. Now the Gemara continues, v'gavi yisomi okmi rabbanan adiraisa. When it comes to the yisomim, because stock of the Yisomim, we want to be good for them, do good for them. Therefore, we went back to the Deraisa level and said, from them, you go back to the Deraisa and collect only from the Ziboris. Okay, so that's in general why Nabeinus drops down to Ziboris for Yisomim. But in our case, by the Shar Chov, where you write the Edis, Se'ela Hacha came in the name of Deraisa B'Edis, here on a Deraisa level, if you write Edis, you are Mechayiv yourself on a Deraisa level now to collect from the Edis. So, Afil Miyasmi Na'ame B'Edis. Then even when collecting from the Yisomim, you should also collect from the Edis. You can't drop down, because how are you obligating yourself on a Deraisa level? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, the Kaven, this is five narrow lines down in Rashi, Kaven the Dine Midiraisa B'Edis. Share Shiabdele Lo Benasa Karkazu Ariv Lamalva. When I wrote the Shar to the guy, and the father said, we'll write Edis here, so he's Meshabed himself to give me the best of the property. The Ariv, says Rashi, Meshabed Min HaTorah Dichsiv Anochi Arvenu. That's a pasuk, remember that pasuk, where that's from, the context?
Yehuda.
Yehuda, right? He says, I'll take the responsibility for this, I'll go bring that, make sure Bidyamin comes back. But we see on a Deraisa level, the Ariv has a Din Deraisa. So you're right. When it comes to a general case, the Beinonis is only a Din Dirbanan, so when you sow him, you could drop it down to Deraisa. But when the guy is willing to give himself up, give the Edis property, he writes Edis, he writes Shvach on the Shtar, that means on the Deraisa level, I owe him Shvach now. So you can't knock down, because of the Yisomim, you can't knock from the Deraisa down to the Ziboris. So he goes against this Akasha, against Rav Nachman. Even from an Edis, you should be able to collect from Yisomim, in this case. So Gemara said, wait a second. Ula Rava, according to Rava, Vahatani Avram Chazah, so they say Avram Chazah, the Maariv Tzachiya says it shouldn't be Avram, because the Isser Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Brachos, that after Avram was called Avram, you can no longer call anybody Avram anymore. So it really should be Aviri or Avidi, some other Avimi maybe. There's some mistake here. So Avram Chazah, as the Gemara says, Ein, what did he say? Ein Nifrain Minich Se Yisomim Elamin Hiziboris Vafilu Hein Nizikin. The Lacha is that when you collect from the Yisomim, you only collect from Ziboris, and even if you're collecting from Nezek that was owed to you, you can only collect from Ziboris. So it says the Gemara, V'ha Nezikin Dina Mediraisa, because the pasuk says Meitav Sadeh, as we learned, and yet still it says Mediraisa Be'idis, yet we still drop it down to Ziboris. So it shouldn't be a problem. So even if the case of the Ariv, where the guy, not the Ariv, but where the guy is willing to write Shvach on the Shtar, and in Deraisa, put his property on the line, the Edis on the line, shouldn't be so much of a problem to us, because just like Nezikin, it's really Meitav, it drops from Edis down to Ziboris to Yisomim, so too in the case of the Love, where it drops from an Edis to Ziboris, shouldn't be a problem, even though it goes from a Deraisa dropping down to a lower level. So it shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, Rav Nachman's statement still stands, that even though it says Shtar Chov writes a Shvach, you're only allowed to collect from the Ziboris. Mar says that's not a kasha. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shahayisa is, again, the question we just asked, if it's collecting nezikin, if you're collecting nezikin from Yisomim, you only collect from Ziboris, which sounds like you're dropping from Edis, Deraisa Edis, Metav Edis, down to Ziboris. You're allowed to uproot the Deraisa. The case isn't what we understood to be initially. Really, the case of the Nizikin is Hachbam Askinam, Kigon Shahayisa Edis de Nizak, Kiziboris de Mazik. Let's get this down. So the Nizak is over here, let's say, and the Mazik is over here. I feel like I'm in Yivamos right now. And the Edis and the Nizak up here is like the bottom level of the Mazik. That's where they're equal. But the Nizak has much worse lands. So the top of the Nizak is like the bottom of the Mazik. Fine. And therefore what? And Rabbi Shmuel, we're going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds the Amar on a Deraisa level, you go based on the Nizak Shemina. Like we saw yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. We saw yesterday. We go based on the Nizak Shemina, which is his best property, which is the lowest of the Mazik's property. But even he admitted on a Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam because of the Rabbanim, Takin Rabbanim Midimazik, you go based on the Mazik's much higher land. So on the Raisa level, you really collect the Nizak's highest land, which is the lower Mazik's land. On the Rabbanim level, you jump to the Mazik's Edis. So Vagava Yasmin, when it comes to Yisomim, Okamu Rabbanim Adaraisa, they were nice to the Yisomim and said, let's drop down to the Daraisa and only collect from the Nizak's highest land, which happens to be the Mazik's lowest land. So that's what we're talking about here. So we're not really dropping from an Edis Deraisa to an Edis to Ziboros Midirbanim. We're dropping from an Edis Derabanim to an Edis Deraisa to the Nizak. We're going from the Mazik's Edis to the Nizak's Edis, which is a Derabanim Edis to a Deraisa Edis, if you're with me on all this. So it's really not dropping from a Deraisa to a Derabanim. It's really going from a Derabanim to Deraisa. And that's why it's okay. And not a Kasha to Rebbe, to Rava's Kasha on Rav Nachman. Okay, a little confusing.
We're talking only on our first case.
We just rejected, again, Rava's question. The question on Rava's question,
right?
We just rejected. So Rava's question still stands now.
Right.
It still stands in saying that when you write Edis, when you write Shvach in the Sharchov, you should not be able to collect, you shouldn't have to drop from Ziboris. You should be able to collect Edis from even the Yisomim.
Right.
That was his question. Okay, a little confusing, but let's go weiter. Still continue. This is the Gemara. Says, Aini, is this really true? V'hatani Rabbi Eliezer Nisoa, that's his name. Ein nifron minichse yisomim ela min hiziboris v'afilu hein idis. We have another statement, which is clear, that whenever you collect anything from yisomim, even if it's nizikin, you always collect from, rather, let's read this again. When you collect from the yisomim, you always collect the ziboris, even when they're Edis. So what does that mean? Even we just said you collect Ziboris. How does it say even when they're Edis? Maya filu hein Edis. Lav, does it not mean af agav dechsiv Edis b'shara? It's our very case. Even if it says in the shtar Edis, our case, it writes shvach on the shtar, you're only allowed to collect the Ziboris. And this is a very good raya for Rav Nachman. This is a brisa, a tana that supports the opinion of Rav Nachman. So therefore, Rava, even though you have a very nice question, you can't go against this brisa here. Bar says, "Lo, you misunderstood the brisa. That's not what afilu hein edis means. Lo, my edis. What does it mean edis? Shefai edis, where the edis got ruined. So what's the case here? So k'derava dama rava says hizik ziboris govim min haedis. So let's say you damage the ziboris. The ziboris gets damaged. You collect from the edis. I'll read a little bit further. Then we're going to read Rashi's in a second. Shefai edis govim min habeinus. So what's the case here? So Rashi says here." If you look at Rashi, my Edis, that one I want to read. Let's see. Look at Rashi, actually, Kedirava. Rashi says around halfway down the lines, Ukedirava damar hadehecha de shafa Edis azal ledina. When the Edis gets ruined, the whole halacha gets thrown out the window. Hizik ziboris govet. Dimei nizko min haedis shamazik vafili edi Edis. Everyone agrees you collect from the best of the Mazik's property. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's a Deraisa level. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's only Midir Banan. But everybody agrees when I Mazik someone's property, I have to pay back my best land. Even if it's Edis, if it's really the best quality land out there, my best land goes back to pay back the Nezik. So let's say, the Gemara said, rather Rashi continues, Shafai Edis, Lacher Hizik. Let's say after I damaged the guy's property. V'adayin yesh lo Edis, and now after the damage took place, I had Edis and Beinonis and Ziboris. I had three levels of lands. And Elashazu ha'isa yafim od. And the one that got ruined, happened to be a flood, came in and ruined my best property. So what's the halacha? Govim min ha'beinonis da'azil la'idina. I collect from the Beinonis. Da'amrlei heyach nistach l'sadecha o'maz l'chagarim. The land that was supposed to go to you, the Nizak, got ruined. This is your bad mazel. And therefore, u'bedin hu dinitcha yetzal Ziboris el mepnei tikkun olam ho. So really, once my, let's say I've got five grades of land. So after I cause the nezek, grade one, the highest, is supposed to go to the nizak.
Super idis.
Exactly, super idis, right. So it gets ruined. So you think, so drop down to the second one now. Gemara says, no, you don't drop down to the second one now, because once you lost your idis, this is your bad mazel, we drop down to the lowest one. Now it really should be my worst land, because it should be Ziboris, but because Tikkun Olam, we don't want to cause such issues, we'll go to level three. But level two stays mine. We don't drop to the next Edis. Once my top land, which was already destined to go to you, now it's yours and it got ruined. That's your bad mazel. So I only have to pay you from my third level, my middle level. That's what's going on here. Okay, we'll have to figure, have fit this all in just a second. So now back to the Gemara now. So again, let's read this one more time. So the case where we said you collect from the Somim, you only collect from the Ziboris, and even if it's the Edis, so what does Edis mean? Even if the Edis gets ruined, where normally, if the Edis gets ruined, you drop to my middle level. When it comes to Yisomim, the Gavi Yisomim, Okmi Rabban Adiraisa, and we drop it down even to the Zboros, even to the lowest, to number five of my level lands. And that's what's going on here. So even though it says Edis, even though the Edis got ruined, we drop all the way down to Zboros, and we don't drop to Beinonis like a normal case. Either way, this is not a Raya to support Rav Nachman at all, and it still seems to be an open question. When a person writes in a Shar Chov, Yishvach, can you collect from the Shvach then, like Rava seems to indicate? Or do you go based on Rav Nachman that says you drop down to Ziboris? Whenever you collect from Yisomim, it always has to be Ziboris. That's the Machlokas. Sounds like from the Ein Mishpat here, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that you do collect from Ziboris, even if it says Shvach. Let's go weiter now. To that, the Gemara says, we're running out of time. Ein nifrad min nichse Yisomim, elamin Ziboris. When you collect from Yisomim, you only collect from Ziboris. Bayi Rav Ach, Davai, Bar Ami. Yisomim she'amru, these Yisomim that we're talking about, that you collect from the Yisomim, are they talking about Ketanim? Or afilu gedolim, even if I'm collecting from orphans that are above the age of 13, is that also going to be for their benefit and you could only collect from Ziboris? Do we say it's takanta hid de'avid rabbanim gavi Yisomim le'ketanim avid rabbanim, the gedolim lo'avid rabbanim? Was it a special takana we did for the sake of the Yisomim? And only the Ketanim we need to have Rahmanas on. The gedolim already mature and they're independent, we don't need to make a takana for their purpose. So only by Ketanim was such a gzera there. When it comes to gedolim, you don't only collect from Ziboris. You collect from Beinonis, you collect from Edis, whatever the case might be. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps Mishum de Lo Masa Gadaita de Melvin de Meis Lava Love Nafli Nichse Kamiyasme de Havle Noel Dels Hilkach Afilu Gdolm Nami. Or do we say, I'll just read that quickly. When it comes to making the initial deal, the Malva never thinks that the Lova is going to die, and then the whole obligation is going to fall on the Yisomim. So since I was not in the Das in the beginning, therefore it becomes an interesting situation there, and therefore whether or not the Yisomim are Ketanim or Gedolim, the halacha applies that you never collect, you only collect from Ziboris. Meaning the Takana of the Malva, what's the halacha in general? When a Malva collects some money, it has to be from Ziboris normally. But because of Mipnei, Takana Mipnei, Shelo Tino Delis Bleflein Lavin, we said that you collect from the Beinonis. That was the agreement.
They never thought about it.
They never anticipated this. So you don't have to
stop from low, from
exactly. It won't prevent him from loaning. He never thought that the Lov is going to die and it's going to have to be dealt with in the estate. So therefore, it was never part of the initial takana of Beinonis. And therefore, even if the Yisomim are only Gedolim, you are they only collect from Ziboris. The Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Abaye Kashisha Yisomim She'amru Gedolim. The Yisomim that we're referring to are referring to even the Gedolim. Vein Tzarech Lomar Ketanim. And needless to say, Ketanim, certainly. But the Takana was even for the benefit of the Gedolim. So this context is referring to taking a Shavua. So let's say the father dies, and then someone wanted to take payment. So the halacha is, you're only allowed to collect payment from the Yisomim if the Baal Chov makes a Shavua. Because the Yisomim have no idea what exactly payments their father made or not. They don't know. They're going to be taken advantage of. So if they're going to be taken advantage of, if you want to collect money as a bank, you have to take a Shavua to promise us that he really owes you money. Because it's not fair. If the father was alive, he could have said, what do you mean? I paid you back the money. And they could have went to a Din Torah. It's not fair to the Yisomim, so you have to take a Shavua. So Gemara says, maybe that's only true. Dilma hani mile lenin Shavua. Maybe only with respect to Shavua do we treat the Gedolim like the Ketanim, that you always have to take a Shavua. The Gadol b'mil davua k'katan dami. The Gadol, even a 13-year-old, is just like a Katan. With respect to his father's finances, he has no idea what his father did and didn't do. So he's considered a Katan. So therefore, whenever you collect from the Yisomim, whether it be a Katan or whether it be a Gadol, you have to take a Shavua first. Aval linin ziboris lo. But maybe when it comes to collecting ziboris, may the halacha shouldn't apply. Nothing to do with the das of the malva or not the malva, or for the rachmanis on the rachmanis was dafer for the ketanim, it wasn't for the gedolim. So maybe with regards to collecting ziboris, it was only a takana for the ketanim, but it wasn't a takana for the gedolim. What's the psak? Hilchas of the Gemara says, going on to Amin Beis, Yesomim Shamru Gedolim Vein Tzarech Lomer Ketanim Bein Leshvua Bein Lezibores. The bottom line is, we say when it comes to Shvua, when it comes to collecting Ziboris, whether the Yisomim are Ketanim, whether the Yisomim are Gedolim, they have the same Takana for them. You only collect from Ziboris. Vayta, the Gemara says, the two das ain't nefran min nechasim mishubadim et balkum sheesh b'nei char. And the halacha is when a bank is collecting money, and they're collecting money from Reuven, and Reuven had some money that there was a lien on. The bank had a lien on all Reuven's property, let's say two properties. He had property A and property B. So the bank had two liens, and he sold off property B to somebody else. So when the bank comes to collect the money, they're only allowed to collect the B'nai Chorin, the available one, the property A, that's still in Reuven's possession before they could go ahead and collect the property B that was sold off to the Lekucha. So that's the Mishnah. So Bayi Rav Achdevai Bar Ami B'matana Heyach Takantahu. When it comes to Matana, let's say Reuven gives the property B as a gift to Shimon. Are they allowed to collect that gift before they collect the B'nai Chorin if they want to? So what do we say? B'matana heyach takantehu da'avad rabbanu mishum pseded l'chukos. Did they make such a takana for the benefit of poor Shimon who didn't know, he didn't do the title search, so he bought this property, and now he's going to have it confiscated, so he's going to lose money, the $1 million he spent for the property. Avamatana deleka pseded l'chukos lo. But if you gave Shimon a gift, he's not losing anything, it was a gift he got in the first place. He wasn't expecting it, and he didn't pay any money for it. So if you take it from him, there's no need for a takana, so therefore you would be allowed to collect the money, the matana, before property A if you wanted. Odima, or do we say matana nami ilav de isle hanami nei lo yavle matana? What do you mean? Why do you think Shimon got the $1 million property? It's because he had a relationship with Reuven. He must have gave Reuven some hana, maybe not a financial hana, but some hana that he deserved it. So whatever effort he put into building a relationship with Reuven, now he loses it out because that $1 million gift he was given, it was taken away from him. So maybe the takana was also for the benefit of a person receiving matana, because it is considered kipseda lekuchos dami, says the Gemara. That's the shaila. Was the takana for the purpose of the matana as well? So Amalei Mar Kashisha Bered the Rav Chiz to the Rav Ashi. What does he say? Tashmai brings a raya. A shchivne Rav, person who's deathly ill. Yeah.
I don't understand. It seems that here is saying who's having hana from whom?
The guy who received the matana, the Shimon.
Yeah.
He only got the matana from Reuven because he must have given Reuven some other hana in the past. They had a relationship.
Right.
He did a lot of favors for him.
Right.
Reuven finally got a big estate. And he said, you know what? I don't need two properties. I'm going to give one property to Shimon.
Right.
So because Shimon had all this relationship and networking he did in building with Reuven, all that hana he put in, so in turn he's getting this as a payment of this matana. It wasn't just a gift I gave a random guy in the street. They had some business dealings with each other.
But what calls my attention here, it says, She'ilu lo kibel halove hana'a mimekabel ha-matana lo yav le-matana. It seems that it's talking about the love, not the malve.
If the love...
Do you also have the same?
The Lova is the one who gave it to Shimon.
Yeah.
Reuven gave it to Shimon.
Yeah.
And Levi is trying to collect now from Reuven.
Right, but it seems the logic is that the person who receives the matana is the one who's having the hana.
No, they gave hana to Reuven.
Yeah.
In the past, he's given hana to Reuven.
Right.
That was his pseida. That was his money paid for it, if you will.
Right.
So Reuven's in return giving him a matana to the property.
Right.
So even though there was no financial, he didn't buy it. He didn't buy the property.
So the love is the one who's having the hana by giving the malve.
By giving
the present.
That's it. Hava, we're just calling the hava because I'm borrowing money from Adam. Adam lent me. I'm the hava. I'm Reuven. So I borrowed money from.
I understand. Right. Right. Yes. Right.
So I gave you the gift.
Right.
So can they collect the gifts from you?
You had given him hana.
Right, in the past.
Given him hana in the past.
Right.
So that's why he gave you the present.
Right.
So it's really sort of like almost a baal chov.
No, I understand. Okay, but the lashon seems... Okay.
Yeah. Right. So Ashkel's throwing you off.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Throw it out.
Says the Gemara, so Amrle, Mar Kishisha Bered, the Rav Chista, the Rav Ashi, Toshma, let's bring a raya. Shchiv Meira Sheomar... A Shchimira, a person who's deathly ill, says, Tenu Masayim Zuz Leploni, give $200 to Reuven, Shlosh Meos Leploni, $300 to the next guy, Vidal Meos Leploni, and $400 to the next guy. Ein Omrim Kol Kodem Ishtar Zach. We don't say whoever he mentioned first in the Ishtar gets first. Meaning what? Nefikach Yotz Alav Sharchov Govamikulam. So let's say the bank comes along and says that the Shchimira owes money to him. So he's allowed to collect from whichever one he wants. Even though Reuven said A, B, and C in terms of the order, doesn't make a difference. They're all the same. You can collect from each of them equally.
It's Aval. Proportionate based on what the split was.
Right, that's what Rashi said, exactly. So let's figure out some of the math here, what percentage you had. So, Aval imam artinu masayim zuz. If he says, give masayim zuz leploni, v'achrav leploni, v'achrav leploni, he tells you which order to give in. Then omrim kol hakodem b'shar zocha. Then we do say whoever was mentioned first was zocha first. Lefikach, therefore, yata lav shar chov, if the bank's coming to collect money, govim mina achron, he collects from the last guy first. If ain lo, if he doesn't have enough money, so then govim mishlofanim, they go to the guy before that. Ain lo, the govim mishlofanim b'fanim, they go to the first guy. So we see, v'afagav, even though the kama b'benonis, ubas ziboris, miziboris gave, b'benonis lo gave. Even though the first guy has benonis, and the last guy has ziboris, we say collect from the ziboris, and you don't collect from the benonis. So we see from here, this is a case, shmamina, b'matana nami avad rabbanan takanta. This shchimera was giving out money. He was a nice guy, he's giving money to everybody as a matana. So we say, the first guy gets protected. He only gave it as matana, he shouldn't be protected at all. So you see from here, when it comes to matana, this such a concept exists. We do protect the shibudim before the other ones. So again, he gives the Reuven first the money, that matana is protected from the other cases. And that's the rise. The Gemara says, no, you have it all wrong. Really, it says, referring to a Baal Chov, not where he gave a matana, but rather it's a Baal Chov, he was paying back money that he owed to these guys. And therefore it's a very different type of case. But didn't he say give? Tenu is a lashon of matana, it's not a lashon of payment. Tenu b'chovi, give for my payment. So it is really talking about a baal chov, and that's why this case is not a raya about matanos. Gemara says, lech shar deman kadim. Look at the shar, see who was first in the shar. The lech shar, it was a milva alpeh, there's no document to look at. What do you mean? It says call the mishtar, lashon shtar. Now it's a shtar pikdasa. That was a new shtar they wrote, a pikdasa, lashon shtar tava. The tava that the shchimera wrote, they wrote a new document, but there was no original document to look back on. It was a milva al pet. Ibai same, alternatively, afilu matana nami. May really was referring to a matana, not a bachov. Tenu meant really give a matana. For lokasha, there's not a problem here. My go would mean gove. Gove min ha'achron. Means a nifsad ella achman. What it means is, not that you could collect from the last guy first, the bank could collect from whoever he wants to collect from. So what does it mean achman? That you a nifsad ella achman, only the last guy loses out. What does it mean the last guy loses out? So it says Rashi here, last few lines in Rashi, the narrow lines rather, he could collect the first guy. So what's he saying there?
That the first one, if they take away first from the first one can go less and listen. Yours is actually mine because I came first.
So
even though the love, the malve is getting from whoever he wants,
but among themselves,
the last one is always the one who loses.
So the first guy says, I was given the matana first, right, so you give it to me, right. Give that money back to me.
That's still interesting. We've come up, even though we're saying it by matana, it doesn't work differently, it would work out in the sense
way
that they have by matana,
right.
The
kawacho.
Right. Right.
Exactly, between themselves.
Right.
It's interesting. Right. It should be your mazel, mazlacha garmcha. Ibai Seima, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Dishavu kul hadade. Meaning what Rashi says, the last narrow line, Ibai Seima, Dafka gove min ha'achron kamar. No, it really means that the bank can only collect from the last guy. V'afil ha'chi, still nonetheless, lo tifshe minayi de'in nefran v'chule. You can't bring me a raya here. V'hacha b'ma eskinon, Dishavu kul kakaros, okulam beninus, okulam zibar. All equal lands. They're all the same. That's why he collects from the last guy, because they're all the same. If they're different levels, then Eina Hanami, maybe the bank can collect from the first guy. But we don't know. The case we're talking about here is where they have all the same level lands.
After the question all the way above, when we had this shayla about whether or not Matana is the same as Lekuchos or not, you have to understand at that point, Rashi said that the question was dafka in a case where the Baal Matana is the one who got the Beinonis, and there was still Ziboris B'nei Chorin. That's where the Gemara had the Shaila. That's why this answer of Shaila.
Explain in terms of different levels.
Yeah, because you see from here, then according to this last Ibai Seima, you could always collect the Matana. It could still answer our question before, but the question before was
very particular
case,
question:
whether Ziboris and the Beinonis.
Still been
Okay, so let's stop here a little bit early. We could do this tomorrow. I think tomorrow's daf looks like it will flow nicely. So let's we'll pick it up tomorrow here. Mitzvah Hashem.